ABC Radio Australia.
During the coronavirus pandemic, one of the biggest concerns for health officials has been about the spread of misinformation about COVID-19, especially via social media sites like Facebook and WhatsApp. It's forced both tech giants to act. For example, last month, WhatsApp has tightened its forwarding limits so users can't share a message to more than one chat group. While the company says it's seen a 70% drop in highly forwarded messages, it hasn't stopped the spread of rumours completely. So in Timor Leste, the country's health ministry is trying out its own WhatsApp messaging service as a way to meet the misinformation where it lives. Sophie Rayner has the story.
You may have received some of these messages the past few months.
Eating garlic helps stop coronavirus.
5G internet is spreading COVID-19.
Sunlight cures all symptoms.
But medical experts say these are all rumours. And they worry that can be very dangerous on platforms like WhatsApp, where an incorrect message can mislead everyone in your contacts list in seconds.
One of the hardest parts about fighting this pandemic is the misinformation that is going around the community.
That's Gabriela Leite Suarez. She leads the health team at Catalpa International, a not-for-profit technology organization working in Dili, Timor-Leste's capital. And it's her team that's behind a WhatsApp chatbot, which is trying to stop the spread of COVID-19 misinformation in Timor-Leste.
In Timor-Leste, despite lower internet penetration, lower smartphone ownership, but myths and misinformation spread really rapidly.
You know, if someone faints in your local supermarket, it takes you 1 minute to take a picture of them, say that someone just died of COVID-19, and then start a wild rumor, like in the whole city.
Rafael Merckx is a software developer at Catalpa. He was part of the team that built the chatbot, which is basically a computer program that sends messages by text. It's one of several ways Timor's health ministry is spreading its public health messages.
You know, we want to target people where they are. So, you know, in the same way ABC has, you know, a text presence, a TV presence, and like a radio presence. And that's because people use these different channels. And same goes with Facebook and TV and WhatsApp and radio. Like the government of Timor-Leste is using the different channels that the people of Timor-Leste are using to give them accurate information about the disease. If you don't have some kind of official presence on WhatsApp, you are basically leaving the platform entirely to organic information spreading, which sometimes is made of a lot of rumors. So the idea is that a person who might receive a message that says, expose yourself to the sun and you'll never get sick, they can, within the same application that they are using, like maybe within a few seconds, switch to the Ministry of Health chatbot, send a message that corresponds to what are the commonly held beliefs, and there they'll find a line that says, no, there's no evidence that the sun will help you get immune to the disease. And so that's a lot faster than, you know, opening a Google search or whatever. And the idea is that because it's easier, more people are likely to do it.
Once you've texted the chatbot to sign up to messages, it relies on information, statistics, and graphics from reputable sources, including the Ministry of Health and the World Health Organization, in both English and Tetun languages. Users can choose a topic they're interested in learning more about, and the chatbot sends out automated messages with more information. Anything from the latest statistics and news to busting myths and answering common questions. The Timor version is based on a South African chatbot that's been provided for free. Here's Rafa Merckx again, explaining how it works and how they can make sure the chatbot is providing the information users want to know.
I used a platform called Turn.io, which is a content and WhatsApp automation platform. So it lets you define messages. It's in your browser. So in your browser, you can see all of the messages that has been sent to a specific WhatsApp number. And then you can set up automation rules around these messages. Like when people message hello, respond with the welcome message, et cetera, et cetera. So for us, it's been a lot of like managing content on this platform, monitoring what people are sending. If we flag that there is something that comes up regularly in what people are saying that we don't have yet automated, we can add an option for this very thing.
While the coronavirus emergency in Timor-Leste has eased, it is still under a state of emergency. Testing, tracing, and social distancing measures have been in place since the country's first case was confirmed in March. Those measures have also made it harder for the government to deliver important health messages by its usual methods, which has meant the chatbot has come in handy. Here's Gabriela Leite Suarez again.
We came to the Ministry of Health with some of the ideas because I sat there in meetings and where the Ministry of Health really start thinking, what are the best ways, mechanism to reach communities? Because the traditional mechanism, traditional approach is all these posters, this information, education and communications IEC materials going to distribute these IEC materials door to door or in communities. However, with this physical distancing, it makes this approach, this traditional approach, becomes more challenging.
Like many countries, Timor's Ministry of Health has broadcast daily COVID-19 briefings. But Ms. Suarez says the chatbot provides additional information, and she says it's highly trusted by its 4,500 users. Timor has 400,000 Facebook users, and while there's no information available on how many people use WhatsApp, anecdotally, it's more popular than Facebook.
For the chatbot, it's the good thing about what's working well is that every day we see returning users. So people who every day they come, they access, they want to access the latest number of cases, the news. So seeing returning users, people who come every day. So that's good because for us, that is the testimony that people trust this platform as a source of information.
And as the immediate concerns about physical health have shifted to people's mental health, the team says the chatbot is now able to provide support for people finding the pandemic tough. A meditative audio message in the local language Tetun has been added.
Liu husilimane itakarak manda mensajeng betenyaan.
This crisis, especially in countries like Timor-Leste that haven't had that many cases and have zero confirmed death, this crisis has had like really harsh psychological consequences on people. Some people are losing their jobs. Some people are just stressed because they don't know if they get the disease, what's going to happen to them. Some people are at home and suffer from domestic violence. And so putting out that kind of content that can be easily consumed, that is basically just telling them, look, what you're feeling is normal and be kind to yourself. And that's fine. You know, I think that brings something on top of just fighting misinformation.